Good morning. I was on the phone with Laura Riley, a business of food reporter for the Washington Post, chatting about what a difficult, well, nearly impossible gig it is to own and operate a restaurant.
No, I mean, pre-COVID, it was a hard business that I wouldn't have kind of wished on some of my enemies. And now...
Now, she reports a growing number of restaurants, some of which barely survived COVID last year, are warning that the Delta variant could finish them off.
Most restaurants in the country have spent the past 18 months, you know, treading water, best case scenario, and most of them have exhausted their savings. Many of them applied for the two rounds of PPP loans early on, and those loans didn't really fit restaurants, didn't work for a lot of restaurants. And then more recently, we've had this restaurant relief fund, and only about a third of the people who applied got money from it. So a lot of restaurateurs are really just barely hanging on by their fingernails financially to begin with, you know, and then you add into that incredible staffing problems, and then hugely skyrocketing ingredient prices. You know, I talk to these restaurateurs all over the country, and in some parts of the country, seafood is like doubled in price, or beef, or poultry, or organic produce. So, you know, they're battling those things too.
And then there's the F word, fatigue.
You get that kind of adrenaline for a month or two or 3 months, and now they're just tired, and they're so tired of all the changing regulations and recommendations. And they're tired of fighting people about masks and about vaccination. Outraged customers, it's just hard to endure that.